University of Dayton freshman Thomas DeCastra comes from a middle-class family. His parents both work and have put Thomas and his siblings through college. He doesn't know what it's like to feel hungry or unable to pay his expenses. He's here at the poverty simulation to get a glimpse of how life could be if he wasn't so lucky.
So I'm kind of, you know, scared about what could happen and how I, you know, am going to feel as I, you know, get turned down in situations that I've never been turned down in before.
For the experiment, Thomas will assume the role of Pablo Perez, a 21-year-old student. His father's in jail, and now he's charged with taking care of his teenage siblings and infant brother, Pedro.
We have a refrigerator, a cooking stove. We have one appointment card for Pedro. Has to go to the health clinic the third week of the simulation.
Around the room, tables are set up to mimic a real town. There's the bank, a school, and even Big Dave's pawn shop. Each family has a list of things that need to get done and minimal resources to do it.
Wait, did you go to the supermarket?
No, not yet. I'll try to handle that.
We're hungry.
Azadeh Shemirani is playing one of Pablo's teenage siblings.
Like for us, like we don't worry about like paying bills or having to get food or anything. Like our probably the biggest like concern is like, oh, I have to write this paper. I won't be able to go out tonight. It's not like if I don't pay my bills, my lights are going to get shut off.
That reality is something that many of the UD students here don't know personally, and yet it's all around them. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, nearly 31% of people living in the city of Dayton are in poverty. And in Montgomery County, the number is about 14%. Carlos Guajardo is the facilitator of the simulation. He comes from a poor family and wants to help students understand the difficulties of living in poverty.
It could be looked at as a game. It's going, the whole message will go right over people's heads. And because you got fake money, you got the props, the timers, I'm blowing a whistle.
Guajardo says at the end of the simulation, he gives the students a chance to reflect on their experience, which he hopes will drive the message home.
And that's where it gets real personal. And hopefully that's the part that opens people's eyes to what poverty really means.
So Thomas, a.k.a. Pablo, still has more work to do. He goes to the bank to find out it's closed. He tries to get help paying his utilities, but the help isn't enough. He says this is overwhelming, and he's feeling stressed, especially after he forgets to pick up his brother Pedro from daycare, and now he's in protective services, where Thomas gets a lecture.
You know, parents, when they have to take care of a child, they keep track of where their child is and make sure they pick up their child.
Kelly Bohr is the university's coordinator for community outreach. She's playing the part of protective services.
Are you even feeding your child, your brother?
That's what I'm going to get to, hopefully, this week.
Okay, well, I just want you to understand that you can't let this happen.
As the simulation winds down, Thomas assesses how his family has survived. It could have been worse, he says, but he was hesitant to say that it was a good experience for them. It
depends on how you want to define good. I mean, I guess good in the way that we weren't evicted. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get our clothes paid for, but I guess our family was able to stay together.
Thomas hopes to run a business someday. He wants to be the kind of boss that helps the people around him and his community. He says he still doesn't know what it's like to be poor, but after the simulation, he has a better idea now. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.